The poll finds that by a 55% to 38% margin, New Yorkers support impeaching and removing President Trump. The data reveals that, depending on their party affiliation, New Yorkers continue to be deeply divided on the issue, says Siena Poll spokesman Steve Greenberg.
79% of Democrats support impeachment and removal. 81% of Republicans oppose impeachment and removal. Where do independents fall? Right down the middle. 49% support, 47% oppose.
The poll also found younger voters are more in favor of impeachment than older ones. The survey then dug deeper and asked whether voters believe that Trump has done anything that warrants an impeachment investigation and whether the House of Representatives is justified in conducting the impeachment inquiry. 60% say yes, the president appears to have done something wrong and the House should investigate. Greenberg says the numbers are higher on those questions because slightly more Republicans agree that the inquiry is justified and that the president might have done something wrong. Most who identify with the GOP, however, say they believe the president should not be investigated by Congress. Greenberg says the difference lies in the opinions of independent voters.
Independent voters on those questions side with Democrats by about 15 to 20 points. So thus we see 62% of New Yorkers saying that the House is justified in conducting an impeachment investigation. And when we asked, who do you trust more to tell you the truth, Donald Trump or Nancy Pelosi? Pelosi wins almost 2-1, 57% to 30%.
The poll also asked Democrats about their preference for a presidential candidate and found Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is now even with former Vice President Joe Biden, with both at 21%. In August, Biden was 5 points ahead of Warren. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders now has 16% of support, and California Senator Kamala Harris and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg each have 4%. Schenectady native and entrepreneur Andrew Yang has the support of 3% of Democrats, and the rest have the backing of 1% or less of the electorate. And finally, the poll finds that for the first time, a plurality of New Yorkers say they support a new law that allows undocumented immigrants to apply for standard driver's licenses. The law is set to take effect in mid-December, and it would make New York the 13th state to allow the licenses. In previous surveys, the measure was opposed by over half of New Yorkers. Greenberg says that's changing. 48% now support the measure, while 47% remain against it.
It has gone up virtually every time Siena has asked the question. Starting in March of this year, we've now asked it a half dozen times, and each time it has gotten a little bit better in support of this proposal. Now it's virtually break even.
The law faces a court challenge from two upstate county clerks. The immigration rights group, the New York Immigration Coalition, says in a statement that the poll confirms what they've been saying all along. The more people learn about the law, the more they support it. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.